going.
It goes straight to the championship game, like your 2024 New York Mets. All right.
Oh, that's exciting news.
Let's go, Mets.
Some equally exciting news.
Oh?
What's going on with PAX, dude? Let's get this going.
Yes, I reached out to Jonathan, and he said he would get back to me later this week as to whether or not he could also come.
Okay. How will that affect our lodging and leaving?
It doesn't.
Let's get this going, bro.
I do got to work it out with my wife, though.
All right. How about we take a big step forward if we come see you guys on Sunday? Is that still available?
Probably.
Kelly has been reaching out to your respective wives, and they have suggested that it might be so.
Maybe.
Because you're gaming on Saturday, correct?
Yes. Erica's sister is leaving Saturday, I believe.
Sweet.
So I don't think I have plans Sunday outside of watching football.
I hear that you largely do not.
Yeah. As far as I know, I don't have plans on Sunday.
All right. I think we'd like to come down. I think we would like to con everybody except for Craig into doing something fall themed that involves, you know, pumpkins and hay rides and cider and such. Some sort of Halloween themed corn maze at Harner Farm, I believe. We're going to go to that. Kelly said, why don't you ask the guys and see what they think? I said, Craig says, hell no. And Ray says, sure, I'll drive along.
It's almost not like I was there.
Not Wayfruit Farm, huh?
Maybe, I don't know. Whatever it is, I'm down for it. I just wanted to float it out there. But I also have known you guys for a minute or two, so I also jumped to conclusions. I didn't mean to exclude you, Craig. If this you came along, that would be awesome.
Jump to conclusions, Matt. to be honest, it's going to depend how I think I'm on the mend from being sick all week.
Oh, right on. That doesn't sound fun.
Oh, it sucked.
Sorry, dude.
I slept half a Saturday, half a Sunday, half a Monday, half a Tuesday. It was no bueno. Oh, no. I think I lost you guys again.
No. It was totally okay. No bueno. I just didn't want to continue to rain on your parade. Here's some happy news. The opposite of you being sick, but I still feel anxious about it, Craig.
What's up?
Can I get excited about 5-0 yet?
I think you can.
Man, it doesn't feel real. It's weird.
Dude, you got the sad news of the week, though, right?
Nico Collins is on IR?
No.
Salah got fired?
No. Gardner Minshew is no longer a starting quarterback.
Yeah, I tried to reach out to you, but I didn't hear from you this weekend. Yeah, I saw your boy got benched in favor of Aiden O'Connell.
I was so sad.
Sorry, dude.
And yeah, Rodgers fires another coach and claims he has nothing to do with it.
Yep.
Well, had nothing to do with that. Oh, why would anybody think that I have that kind of power? I only talked to the owner of the team the night before, but we didn't talk about nothing. You're a jerk.
All right. You want to bring Ray back into the show?
Rogers! Discount double check. That was the last thing that I enjoyed.
Sartot's in for the win, by the way.
Nice.
Hey, remember that guy?
Nobody, so Ray. Nobody else is joining, I guess. So, you know.
All right.
That's all right. A lot of terrible weather. So here's what's going on, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to say, fingers crossed, but let's not get our hopes up. Fourth time's a charm. After the show, I'm going to go play a little PUBG and see if I can tolerate it yet.
Okay.
Because I'm really Fortnite has me like, you know, in that, and I'm really getting burnt out on that fast. I can't, no matter what I do in that game, someone flies from out of the sky in a jetpack and shoots me in the head with Captain America's shield and I die, and it's just so upsetting every time. I can't handle that much nonsense. So, the internet told me that rather than slogging through the tutorial for the 4.5 time, I can just put myself in a match with all bots.
Yes.
And kind of learn the maps that way and learn the controls that way.
They changed the intro, so I don't know exactly how it works now, but in theory, you can. Once you go through the intro a certain amount, you may not even have to at this point, you get 10 matches where it's just you versus all bots.
Oh, okay.
So, and the bots are, I don't know, they keep making them smarter and better.
Yeah, they're varying degrees of challenge, I'm sure, but yeah. I think that would help motivate.
Like, everybody's like, oh, it's just a bot, you know, whatever. I've been killed by bots a lot.
Sure.
So. But
sure, as have I, I'm sure.
Are you not supposed to get killed by bots?
Well, they have guns, and the time to kill in PUBG is really low. So
I'm just saying, we played lots of years of, you know, Doom and Quake and those kind of things, and bots killed you all the time.
Yeah. Sure.
They're just, you know, they're not the challenge that other players present.
Right.
But yeah, I'm sure it'll be. So I don't know. Mike is applying pressure for me to do this. So I'm gonna. That's gonna amplify it again.
He plays.
He said,
PUBG?
"Why would he?" No, oh. But he was like, he was playing Fortnite with me, and then I had mentioned PUBG, and he's like, "What's that?" I said, "It's Fortnite for adults." And he said, "Why aren't we playing that?" And I said, "Well, I find it's a little too complex for my liking." And he said, and then I told him that you play it and stream it. And he said, "Okay, so Ian, we're just going to go ahead and switch over to PUBG, whether you like it or not, because then we can play with Ray."
I'm on board.
And I was like, "I know Ray's been hoping that I will come around for like a year now, and I just couldn't do it." Well, but I'm Scott and I have been playing
So. We play the casual matches every day, and the casual match is max 12 real players and 88 bots.
Okay.
Now, those 12 players can sometimes be really freaking good players.
Sure.
Because the casual matches are a good way to like get your little missions done. Because, you know, right. You need to get 8 kills. Well, you find 8 bots, and they're reasonably easy to kill.
Right.
But Scott and I play it, and we have to play squads. So it's just the two of us, and we can run into 4 players.
Right. That's no fun.
So, yeah, I mean, if you and Mike were to jump on board, then we'd have a full squad. And
Yeah, sounds a little too intense, but I'll see.
No, Ian, I do understand what the rules are, is that you must drive something while Ray hangs out of it and shoots.
By the way,
okay.
I know Scott says this, but he also hates it when I drive. He always complains, and I'm like, well, then you drive.
Yeah, he says you can't drive, so he has to.
I'm content with either. I like hanging out the window and shooting at people. I like driving at people.
I mean,
I even like driving away from people.
The problem in PUBG, you can flip a car very easily because you're never on a road. Like, you're always driving out right. In the middle of the field. You hit a rock, car flips, you're done. You're walking now.
Oh, I thought you were like dead. I was like, wow, that's severe.
You gotta hit the. I mean, you can take damage if you hit something hard, but.
So we need to wrap up PUBG forums. We can move on to Battlestar Galactica Forum.
It's way after 9 o'clock.
Welcome to Battlestar Galactica Forum. let's talk about this show.
Cylon show?
Yes, the show with the Cylons.
All right, I've heard of that.
Are we ready to roll then?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 438th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, where I swear we'll talk at least somewhat about Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Sorry, in the chat, Blue Wolf added PUBG Warriors 3.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. It's going to be PUBG Warriors 2. With side appearances by our friend Moof.
Yeah.
I'm Craig. We got Ray. We got Ian. How's it going?
Good.
Really well, apparently.
You caught me mid-drink. Like, I wasn't prepared for you to ask how things were.
All right. I've had a cold all week. It sucked.
But... Mm. Was it COVID?
No. Tested for COVID 3 times.
Mm.
It was negative every time. But just head congestion and chest congestion and super, super tired.
Our other podcaster has COVID. Not Ian. Our other podcaster, Jared, has COVID.
Mm.
For the first time.
Wow, she lasted a long time.
Yeah, he was like, it finally got me.
Craig.
Yes?
Any chance that you had nausea, heartburn, upset stomach, indigestion, diarrhea?
No, I had none of those things.
Oh, okay, because you can cure that all with Pepto-Bismol, not a sponsor.
That's true. La que cubre es la única que le hace falta. You can translate that later in your spare time. All right, let's go to the... this is the week of 10-9 through 10-16. Be careful, everyone in Florida, don't drown.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
In your 7-day 4-star crash!
Ah!
This week you had Echo. Versus Rodan. Did you Echo?
Not just yet. Do I still have time?
Yes, you got the rest of the week.
Great, I'll keep you posted.
Alright. I always forget what I have my Echo power set to. So then when I need to use her, I'm like, all right, what does this button do? Because I never look before the fight starts.
I forgot Samurai wasn't here to put the graphic up.
Oh, yeah, I got it in the other finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wanted to share it just in case, you know, people were in the Discord expecting it.
All right. So in that case, then, clearly, Ray, you can tell me next week is Deathlok versus, that's supposed to be Theodore Ross?
I have no idea, but maybe.
That seems logical.
He's not a 5-star general, though, is he? I don't know.
I don't know.
Hard to say. He's like Deathlok either way.
I think he's the very model of a modern major general.
Oh, no, I'm going to have to champion both these clowns? Come on.
Yeah, you may have to spend some ISO.
I know.
Spend some matches.
Double.
Now, Deathlok is worth it. Deathlok has a... I don't remember what his team is, but you can...
Oh, no, he's part of some game-breaking meta.
Yeah, exactly. You can go check out the synergy segment on the webpage, because I know I put it in there. I just have no clue who it was.
Yeah, it's something with his countdown tile, does something with somebody else, and then his face comes on the screen, and he gets all numbery and something.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is.
Yeah!
In Story World, we got MPQ versus Zombies is running this week.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently next week, and apparently the week after.
Sweet, I'm on it.
If you have not finished up introducing Headpool, I think you got like one day to maybe get that done.
I need to get that done.
And then Meet, Rocket, and or Groot is also running.
I was playing the Headpool one quite a bit to get the, use Headpool in a match things to get the covers for him. And then I got those done and I haven't played it since. So I think there's a couple nodes I might need to finish.
And then something that just popped up in the chat, like minutes before we were going live, is that the boss event for tomorrow has changed.
What?
Oh, what? I don't know what happened here.
What did it used to be and what is it now? Somebody tell me.
It was supposed to be a Mephisto event, it sounded like.
Ooh.
But instead it is a boss rush.
Ooh.
Which apparently somehow when I had to reboot, I lost my link to. Let me try and reopen it. Memento.
Any luck in getting a boom for your mic there, Craig?
No, I have not looked into getting a boom for my mic.
Because I can hear you clicking.
Yeah. So this says, making its return after a long hiatus boss rush, change from the originally planned Mephisto, will be the next exciting boss event for the 11th anniversary. So that is running the 10th through the 13th. Let's see. Top 25 Alliance. Well, we don't have to worry about those. But that gets you Log, Hulkling, and Korg. Normal event is Jeffrey, Peggy Carter, and Richard Ryder, Nova. Do you remember how Boss Rush worked? Anybody?
No.
It's been a while.
Sorry. Yeah, so this just popped into the chat.
Yeah.
So I didn't have time to look anything up because I had computer problems. And then...
Yeah, I think that accidentally got deleted. Replaced with PUBG information. I'm sorry. I was careless about what I was deleting just now.
You had to drop,
Boss Rush.
Drop your long-term memory for some additional storage.
Yes.
You got synaptic seepage going on. Are we going to need a dolphin to hack your brain?
100% we need a dolphin to do that.
All right. What a terrible movie that I love.
But we will all be armed with monofilament whips.
Ooh.
That sounds really dangerous.
That's a plus right there.
Super dangerous. And, I mean, I feel like it goes without saying that Keanu's just going to come and chill with us, right?
I'm done with that.
Yeah, that's worth it.
He seems dope. Yeah, I always wanted to not like that guy, but he seems tremendous.
I would totally just like to sit in a bar somewhere and have a couple of... Yeah, if we could like sit somewhere and just have a couple of cocktails and...
Yeah.
Just chat. That seems like a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Sluggo says it's hard to talk about Boss Rush because when we played the old version, very few people had champed 5-stars. So, yeah, maybe it'll be too easy. Who knows? Maybe I just cursed it. It'll be the hardest event of all time.
Yeah, you did. You blew it.
But we come back here next week and be like, I couldn't complete any of the events. The bosses had 37 trillion hit points. They hit harder than even Drago. Anyway, where was we at? Oh, and then the PvP world, you have a couple of days, I think four, Ray, to finish up the power, 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 wheels, wheels, wheels season.
Okay.
If you have not yet done so. Right now, Avenging Angel is running, where you get Angel Prowler. Placement is Puck and some $5 Chuck. I think we talked last week. There was a Zombie Slayer challenge.
Yeah.
Going down. I checked the leaderboard here a little bit ago, and we are currently at 51.33 million points. It needs to get to 60 million points to get to tier 2. So long way to go from the 200 million you need for tier 5. So everybody go out there and squash some zombies and we can win more stuff.
How do I do that again?
You should play events and squash some zombies.
All right, I've been playing stuff. There's been a lot of double ISO 8 ones. I just didn't know if I was playing the right stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that you get extra bonus points for zombie heroes defeated, 1 point per battle for using a Puzzle Quest original character, 1 point per battle if you use a Midnight Sun character. There was a whole lot of different options of things that got you bonus points.
I'll have to read that. Who's an original?
Deathpool, Spirit of Vengeance Deadpool, Hitmonkey, Jeffrey, Omega Red, Peggy Carter, Vulture Armor Wars, and Samurai Doctor.
Oh, golly. I was just racking my brain. I was hearing you talk, but it wasn't making any sense. And now I understand. It all clicked into place. I just couldn't process. I was like, Jeffrey, what are you talking about? That's not even close to original. And then I was like, oh, stuff they made up purely game. Brilliant. Yeah. I love it. You've won me over.
Okay.
Peggy and Blade can go hang out while I go do a mission.
All right. So that's what I got for the news, though, are those two things. The boss event and kill some zombies.
Oh, I forgot to mention I had some news. So due to some pricing issues, over the next few weeks, possibly month, Puzzle Warriors 3 podcast will be moving its hosting. So if you can't get the podcast where you normally listen, drop me a line. Let me know. I'm trying to do it so it's seamless. We have imported the shows onto the new platform that will charge us vastly less. And the new RSS feed is up and running, but I haven't swapped everything over. Like, if you listen on Apple, it should be the new one. If you listen somewhere else, I don't know. So, you know, in the process. So if you can't get it anywhere, please let me know and I'll try and fix it. But it should be there. I'm trying to do it without interruption. So there you go.
So that import tool worked real good?
Yeah, it worked not flawlessly, but near flawlessly. Like 99%.
Can't complain about that then.
I had to fix 4 episodes that didn't import correct. But other than that, yeah, it worked really well.
Well, out of 400, whatever, that's
exactly.
A pretty good ratio.
Less than 1%. Yes.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
No, not at all.
All right. Good deal.
Sluggo, I want so badly to that to be true.
We mentioned that on a different show.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do we got? Let's move on to this week on It's Always Sunny, then.
Right on.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. It goes something like that, right?
I have no idea.
There you go.
Yeah, something
nice
like
job,
that.
Craig. That was pretty close.
The High Evolution Reunion.
Nice. I'm right. Let's talk about the 5-star version of the High Evolutionary. The one who has too much human flesh still on him. Gross. He has a blue power iteration. Costs 8 blue AP. High Evolutionary deals 561 damage plus 165 damage per research counter. Maximum 10. At 6+ research counters, also create a 2-turn countdown tile that reduces the target's ability ranks by 1 while on the board, 1 max per enemy. At 10, also stuns a target for 1 turn. Passive, whenever an enemy makes a match or fires a power at a research counter and gain plus 1 AP in the target's strongest color. This scales up to 616 damage plus 308 per counter. Max counters are now 15. The stun lasts for 2 turns. The Missing Link, 6 yellow AP. Choose an ally, increase their max health by 7.3%, and their ability and match damage by 10%. Up to High Evolutionary's max health and strongest base match damage if a teammate is chosen. The passive component. At the start of the battle, if High Evolutionary is not the highest level character, he receives up to 50% bonus max health and 10% bonus ability and base match damage based on the difference in levels up to 550. Then his team gains half of those bonuses up to his level. This passive cannot be disabled by stuns and increases up to increase target's max health by 13%, ability and match damage by 18%, increase High Evolutionary's max health by 140%, ability and match damage by 140%. Unnatural Selection costs 8 black AP. High Evolutionary deals 7% of the target's health as permanent damage and reduces their match damage by 10%. max 30% reduction. Then, if his maximum health is greater than the target's, he deals additional damage equal to the difference, up to 9% of his maximum health. This is scaling up to dealing 12% permanent damage, reducing max damage by 15%, maximum 60%, and dealing up to 18% damage. All right.
You know that scene in Willy Wonka where he's talking about how to compute percentages based on how many Wonka bars you've opened? That's what all that went in my brain. That's this, which is half over 15% again, which is twice over 10%. And that's all I heard in my head was...
Two? I can't do just two.
So let's say 200.
Well, let's see. This guy does some stuff. Five-star version looks like he does complicated math, just like the little one. But I don't remember how he was supposed to be built the first time, so I'm not sure how he was supposed to be built this time. I do like that blue power, though, because the other ones are both confusing to me, so I would probably build him at 544.
Wow, you picked the next-to-worst build on the internet.
Yes! I've done it!
I don't have him champed, so I just have what I got. Mine's 335. Ray has the popular 355, which is number one.
Woohoo!
Oh, man, I knew it.
I'm sure I did that on purpose once upon a time.
Sweet. 355. High evolutionary. Five star. That's what Sunny and Xandar.
Coming in 355.
Hey, and go back in local news. If you know anybody who wants to be the CEO of a transportation authority, apparently Kata's looking for a new CEO.
Oh, great.
I'm sure you know lots of people qualified to run a local transit authority.
I'm willing to commute.
We won't send buses that far.
Oh, right.
They're running on natural gas before they get to Williamsport and back. Willie, what you have in the mailbags?
Not a whole lot. And let me just tell you, I don't know what we said that prompted our first response here. But Ozfest over on the 505 forums said you should never spend HP or CP and never open covers, ever.
Okay.
All right.
That makes it hard to progress in the game.
It really does. But I guess, you know, if you're trying to save up.
For what?
I don't know,
but I do love hoarding covers, so I really can't judge too much.
Okay.
Also... over on the subreddit, we got a message from Stinkbomb, who says, Headpool's costume should obviously be a marionette body with a knife and fork in each hand. I might actually pay money for that. Who am I kidding? I'm in five-star land. You don't spend money for a two-star costume. I absolutely understood Samurai's comment about Dune Imperium, but I couldn't help but buy Nemesis. It's so freaking good. Okay, well, there you go. I've never played Dune Imperium, so... I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I hear good things, apparently.
I did see the, talking about Headpool's costume, I did see that they had a deal, which was like $5, and it included the costume and 1,000 HP and like a whole bunch, maybe covers for him. That seemed like a good deal, like even if you didn't care about the costume.
Right, there was value there for sure.
Yeah, the hero points. Whenever you look at it and you see that you're getting like double... dollar value for hero points, it's not bad.
Right, especially if that's what you're after. You're like, well, I was gonna get these anyway, might as well get, you know, a costume and some other bonus stuff.
I saw like four costumes for him, though.
Oh,
I guess since he's just ahead, it's easy to make costumes.
Yeah.
But that seems a bit excessive, but you know, whatever, it's a fun character, I guess. I did find it amusing that his red power makes the same sound as, what's his name, Hawk, Totally Awesome Hawk, when he eats hot dogs. Mm-hmm. It's the same sound.
I wouldn't know. I can't remember the last time I ever heard sound in this game. It's been a long time.
So, in any case, that's it. That's what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Ian, we got a board game bracket.
Yeah, it's board game time. Let's tally up some votes and find out last week's results before we move forward. Does anybody have access to that information?
I do.
I'm hoping Ray does.
Let me see if I can pull that back up.
All right.
So last week was Rummikube and Connect 4.
Yeah.
And in a surprising only to me, possibly, a surprising outcome. Connect Four pulled it out and is moving on.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I guess totally. People, everyone knows what Connect Four is, and probably not that many people play Rummikub. But
right, not nearly as many people that play the Captain's Mistress.
that's true. That game's way better. I don't know. Ray going first? Michael, what do we do?
I don't know. Did we get an intro?
Oh no! We do get an intro. Congratulations to Connect Four. Moving on this week, stepping in to the, I guess, rectangle. Classically shaped board game. We've got none other than Trouble with the Pop-O-Matic Bubble and the Game of Life. Starting it off with Craig.
All right. Well, Ian gave you all you need to know about Trouble. It is the only game that features the patented Pop-O-Matic Bubble, the game that gives you the most satisfying push-down pop release to generate a D6 of all time. It is fantastic. You push down to the clear dome, you let go, it goes kerplunk, and it gives you a D6 result, which you hope to get a number that lets you move one of your pieces of your color. I believe there are four colors on the board. You try to get around the board and get back home, very much like playing Parcheesi or Pollyanna or games of that such. It's, you know, a good intro of that kind of game for kids. It's more simplified than like, say, Parcheesi. But, you know, get around the board. Don't have people land on you. It's Trouble. It's a good time. Hit the bubble.
Nice. There you go. Trouble. We'll wrap that up, and then we'll send it over to Ray to tell us about the Game of Life.
Okay. So, the Game of Life. I played this growing up and apparently did not play the version that exists today. So, I asked the internet to give me a summary of how to play this game. And some of it makes sense. It says you move your car token around the board from start to retirement. Yep. And you basically are represented by a car that has little pegs in it that represent you, your future spouse, your children. And you move around the board based on, you spin the wheel and it tells you how much you move. And you just follow it around and hope to land on a good space. You can move up or down to different spaces based on the space you land on. That sounds foreign to me. It says gain 50 points by reaching happy old age. That wasn't a thing on the game I played.
Right.
You take a life tile from the draw pile when you land on a life space. This means nothing to me.
Yeah, it should. They really ruined the game.
And place the life tile life side up in front of you. The player with the most money at the end of the game wins. So, again, this does not at all match what I played. I played a game that looked like that I'm throwing in the Discord, where you went around and you tried to get on the stock market. You had to get auto, fire, and life insurance in order to protect yourself and not not get bankrupt. And then at the end, you can choose to either compete by who has the most money, or you can put your stock market, if you have one, your stock on like a single number and spin the wheel. And if the wheel lands on your number, you win.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not too different from that.
Okay.
The bones is still there. It's just, I don't know. They have updated it. Yeah. They've moved away from insurance.
Yeah. I don't like the life tiles. I think they ruined the game for me.
They're not awesome.
You get to the end and you just flip them all over and see who got the highest random numbers.
Huh?
Yeah. It could probably be, you know, taken out in some way, but it's still life. That's a good game.
It's a solid
game. Now, did your version way back, Ray, did you have to sometimes take a little bit of, like, olive oil or vegetable oil and put it in there so that wheel would actually spin properly?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had to lube it up, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it
wouldn't go anywhere. Yeah. So you're like, you go get some oil, put it in there, and then bzzz, and then you got that satisfying spin going.
Mm. The buzz. Bzzz. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was nice.
From the little plastic flipper piece that, yeah. So that was not an annoying game sound. That was
at least that, you know, that you started out, you know, where it said, hey, do you want to, you know, be a tradie or do you want to go to school? And if you wanted to go to school, you immediately had to take out a loan.
Right.
To go to college. So you get to start the game in debt, you know, so that was nice. It was generally worth it, though, almost all the time.
The salaries were significantly higher.
Yeah.
But are they, though? Anyway.
in that game, they were. Not quite so in real life lots of times, but...
So there you go. That's the board game life.
Nice.
Yeah, I need to... I tried to...
I don't know how Discord
I
works.
I tried to prepare this, so let me try to see
oh, nice.
If
All
I
right.
can put up a vote.
So, if you would like to cast your vote, let your voice be heard, you can email Ray through any of the various channels that you can send him mail. So send it to Willie, it'll get to Ray. Or here in the Discord, you can react. There's a little blue car for the game of life.
I'm getting there.
And there will soon be an icon that isn't a little blue car representing trouble.
Maybe.
What is that? Is that the Millennium Wheel? What is that?
It's a little color wheel. I don't know, man.
Oh, it's a Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
So or it's the like Eye of London, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, so I put that... life is the car that represents... And then the Ferris wheel... That I don't know. It kind of looked like the board for trouble.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I'm on board. The Pump-O-Matic bubble.
Awesome. Well done, gentlemen.
Good times. Good times. All right, let's move on. Right. Oh, my. We're I don't know if we're prepared for this.
Well, we're not. I'm not. I don't have nothing to say.
All right.
I can read this list for my friend, but that's all I got. Like, did you think I went on my own and looked up who was boosted this week?
Mm.
I did not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That is not in my job description.
So, Samurai is indisposed this week and didn't get to update the graphic for things for Ian to read. So as we know, Ian will just read anything that's on the cue card in front of him. So Ian, read what's on the cue card in front of you.
I'm a puzzle warrior. let's see. Samurai is out of the office this week. He has left a list of Hurricane Helene charities. Beloved Asheville, Operation Airdrop, Hurricane Helene version, Community Foundation of North Carolina, Day One Relief, Foothills Food Club, McDowell County, Hunger and Health Coalition, Boone, North Carolina, Hearts with Hands, the Asheville version, Mana Food Bank of Asheville, Diaper Bank of North Carolina, and Community Housing Coalition of Madison County. Also, if you're into charity, maybe you gotta parse it out a little bit. Apparently, Florida's going to be swept off the southern coast of our country and washed away, apparently.
Yeah, as I said, sadly, I could need a list for Hurricane Milton next week.
Yep. We'll keep it coming if we can.
Bad times in central area Florida.
Mm-hmm. But it is a boss event weekend, so there is no boosted list to investigate either way.
There is a list of characters under the boss event that are required characters, so if you do want to take a look there, that is a massive list of characters.
Yeah. It's very large.
Yeah. But there you go. That's Listen to Me Now and Believe Me Later. That's who's boosted. A bunch of charities.
All right. Are you starting your new thing this week?
You betcha. Thanks as always to Mystify.
Can I just tell you, one thank you that I didn't have to listen to a really bad K-pop song this week? I don't know what to expect now, but, thanks for that.
You bet. It was for me as well. So for my co-hosts and the listeners, I have taken it upon myself to modify the Pop Pop segment. It will remain the Pop Pop segment, but last week, the poor cinematography and strobing effects of that terrible video were just one too many. Know that in my heart, Blackpink will always be in my area, but K-pop is not for me. Golly gee. I mean, there was a handful of, how long did we do this segment? Like 50 episodes?
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
I've listened to so much K-pop in the last year. It's ridiculous. And, you know, it was the best and then everything else, pretty much. So now I'm going to take you on a little journey, and it's going to vary a little bit every week. But this is where we're starting. And Craig's going to come with me because I think he'll enjoy this journey.
Okay.
So, Craig.
Yes?
When you are dissolving lots of sugar into your boiling water and you're stirring it up.
All right.
What happens when you then infuse that sugar with pressurized carbon dioxide and then cool that mixture and break it up into tiny little bits and then flavor it?
I make rock candy?
You make pop rocks, dude. This is the pop pop segment. It's a little on the nosy. But thanks to the fine chemists at General Foods, this was
the absolute best candy that I was ever introduced to me as a child.
Really?
Because you just couldn't get it everywhere, so we had to go to the special candy store to get it. It explodes in your mouth. It has great flavors. How many other candies have this have as much urban legend tied to it as Pop Rocks does?
That's true. It's true.
I mean,
we know that guy Jimmy in the next town over. He totally died after putting some of this in his mouth and drinking some Coke.
I mean, poor John Gilchrist. I mean, that's Mikey from the Life commercials. He died from drinking Coke and eating Pop Rocks. Everybody knows that. Yeah, absolutely fantastic candy. And it was just so much fun. Like, it's not delicious, and I'm not like, but whenever I can access it, it's just a surprise throwbacky treat. So, yeah, the first new pop in the pop segment is Pop Rocks.
You know, when we made our adventure to Cleveland earlier this year, I bought some grape Kool-Aid flavored Pop Rocks at that candy store.
How was it?
It was delicious. It was pretty good. Now, as always, every time I eat Pop Rocks, I apparently don't know how to do it properly because I always get some stuck in the back of my throat, and it drives me insane to feel it back there, like, stuck and popping. And I'm like, I don't like that feeling at all. But it happens every time I eat Pop Rocks.
It's one of the hazards that just goes with the territory, unfortunately. Oh. But there you go. So, pop numero dos. Tonight, I had the Abita Brewing Company root beer. They are a Louisiana-based company. They make a pure cane sugar root beer.
Ooh.
Yeah, you should temper that.
Oh.
This, now, admittingly, Louisiana is just a culinary wonderland. This is not part of that wonderland. This has a very heavy anise nose.
No.
Nope.
And medicine-y flavor.
Nope.
Yep. I'm in no way down on Southern cuisine, but this is not correct way to make root beer. It was after the courtesy sip by each of my family members, it was both glasses were returned to me with a face of disappointment, and they sent me on my way.
Wow.
Yeah.
The triple no thank you, that including yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. It was an unpleasant experience. I've had worse in my life, but this is definitely bottom barrel stuff. Sorry, Abita, not a sponsor. I didn't care for your beverage, but maybe that's just me. I'm sure lots of people drink it.
All those Moxie drinkers out there are loving it.
Yeah, root beer by Abita, Pop Rocks by Popping Candy, or by Kraft, probably owns them now. Kraft owns most things.
Yeah. They're a terrible company.
They're not. Are they?
Yeah. All giant companies are terrible.
Okay. That's fair. I don't know why I even doubted that. You're right. I was just thinking of Kraft Dinner and how much I enjoy it. And I was like, yeah, how bad could they be? But yeah, Kraft Singles and Kraft Dinner can only get you so far.
Hey, breaking report. Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh reportedly had a heated argument. Yeah, no kidding. Stupid Aaron Rodgers. Thanks to Magnified. Ian, you got Steam open.
We totally lost Ian. He is no longer in the Discord.
Oh! Ian has left the chat.
Ian gone. What's worse, I also do not have the game. Ian said his internet is the down.
Oh, no. This makes life for Ray hard.
Yeah, possibly.
Well, do you want me to open some tokens then?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, I'll open like 10 of these things. Why not? First one is a Kane Parker, Mark of Kane. So that was purple off the bat. Ant-Man. Dark Veil. That was a character. The Black King. Moon Girl, Devil Dino. Whoop Whoop. X-Force Wolverine. These all these new covers that are on some of these. I'm like, what is that? Who is that?
Yeah, I know. I can't recognize any of them.
Ronin. Gorgor. And War Machine. I think that was 10. One purple out of 10.
Okay. So I'm looking at the rotation here, and it says that around October 17th, things will change. I thought that this was going to be available this week, but apparently not. Kane Parker is still in, so I guess I'm only doing one. I have so many, but I'm only doing one.
My Kane Parker now appears to be like a 9.02.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I got a 4-star... Lizard.
Oh, Lizard.
I have so many of these to spend, but I really don't want more Kane Parkers.
Well, apparently I can only get the red one, so...
Sure.
What am I going to do? All right, well, Ian may be gone, so thanks to only to this guy.
This guy.
let's see, Podcast Network. It features lots of shows like Ray and Ian's other show, and lots of things about wrestling.
Comic books.
And comic books, if you want to listen to Joe and Todd talk about comics over there on Longbox Heroes. Ray, you got anything else then for this week?
I think I'm good.
And hopefully you can, Ian will get a document to you at some point, and you can try to hack this stuff together.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. All right, so thanks everybody for joining in this week. Comment suggestions, please shoot them at Willie. If you have any problems getting the podcast with the hosting change, please reach out to Willie and let Ray know, and he can see what he can do for you.
So I did hear from Alpha that apparently Apple only has the latest 100 episodes, so I'm looking into it. Thanks for the feedback.
Okay. You can always go to our webpage, click that Amazon banner, and give us a little love, and it can pay for that new hosting site that we're moving to. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, sit, Ubu, sit. Good night, everybody.
Good night.